We're the talk of the internet.
The reason it's so popular because it makes the user feel so good.
This is TalkZone.com. You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And so, as we continue our discourse to stop the hemorrhaging that's damaging the world, we need to examine a very sound approach to building healthy relationships and an environment that is conducive for the growth and the development of our children so that we can have a better tomorrow. And so, let's face it. This kind of modern, open type of arrangement that lacks commitment is part of a global problem that we are having. Productivity in the Western world is not where it should be because of a lack of commitment. People need all kind of things just to do their daily routine job. If they don't have the right size chair, they can't work no more. If their cubicle isn't as big as the next person who they think they are smarter than, they can't do their job. Hello? Is you feeling me? You know, everywhere you turn, there is a lack of commitment. And as a result of this, we suffer. You see, when you don't have a covenantal mindset, a commitment to work on and improve and to serve, you develop a selfish ideology. And I might as well tell you, people can't live with selfish people too long. Selfish people are stuck on themselves. A selfish person will see you do four things well, and if the fifth thing didn't come out, they will hammer on the fifth thing. These are the fault finders. These are the criticizers. By the way, you know, it's kind of the same thing with the Republicans and the Democrats. And the Bahamas is the same thing with the PLP and the FNM. It is amazing how, when the other one is not in office, how they could criticize and find fault. And when they get into office, the identical things that they criticize and find fault with, they do absolutely nothing to improve it. As a matter of fact, when they get there, they usually make it worse. But all of a sudden, they can't see that anymore. Wow. Wow. And so, we are having a global problem with people not having commitment, okay? People are hesitating to commit. It's a symptomatic problem in our society. People go on the interview and they tell you how much they love to work, and the minute you give them the job, you wonder where the commitment is. It's a symptomatic problem. You give people a job. You treat them well. The first opportunity they get to steal from you, they steal from you because they have no commitment to the job. Well, that's the same thing they do in marriage. You say, I do. Even on your honeymoon, if you're on a cruise ship with 3,000 people and you spot an opportunity to go after something else, you do it because you have no commitment. Look at the Fortune 500, the wealthiest companies in the world. The CEOs are paid eight-digit salaries. They don't need to steal, but the vast majority of them, they thief. They don't steal, you see. Stealing is when you walk past the kitchen and you take two kisses. What they do is they take $10, $20, $30 million. They thief in. Lack of commitment. This doesn't just stop at the marital relationship level. This spills over into the relationship with employer and employee, with company owner and CEO. That's also a relationship. And whether you don't realize it or not, the whole world works on relationships. And so if we can't have commitment in the foundational relationship of life, then in every other sector of life that requires relationships, we're going to have problems. Look at professional sports. There was a time when great professional athletes started with one team and retired there. You ain't gonna see that no more. 5 and 6 teams now. Gimme me! But they gave you for 12 years. On the 13th year, the minute they can't do it, I want out of here. It is a symptomatic problem. And it is because our arrangements are simply contractual. It's not a healthy thing. Not a healthy thing at all. And so, yes, even though we agree that a lot of routine functions that have to be carried out in the family life is basically an informal contractual agreement, but that is not the foundation of the marriage. The foundation of the marriage is this covenantal commitment. It is because of this commitment that you should be able to carry out these arrangements without much difficulty. But isn't it amazing? Here we are in the 21st century, and some of the biggest complaints that you will have from spouses is the inability of the other person to be sensitized to the fact that they should assist with some of these daily contractual arrangements that are necessary for the smooth flowing of the family, such as spending time with your children, such as assisting them with their homework, such as taking out the garbage. Routine things. All of a sudden, these become mammoth tasks because we have a self-centered ideology where we're stuck on stupid. All we could see is what we need and have no consideration for the other person. So make no mistake about it. If you restrict relationships down to a contractual level, you actually do a disservice to both parties, because the ability to get the honey that is deep in the honeycomb cannot be extracted from a contractual perspective. Now, the second pillar then, it's a pillar of grace, but I needed to sew up a little piece more of that foundational covenant. And when we talk about grace, what are we basically saying? Listen to this. To forgive and to be forgiven. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine what a beautiful place this world would be if we could forgive? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine how warm and inviting your neighborhood would be if you and your neighbors could bury the hatchet and forgive? Isn't it mind-boggling that neighbors end up having deadly fights over boundaries between the two properties? Your hedge coming 3 inches over the fence. When you do not have a covenantal foundation for your life, you really become a loose cannon. But oh, if we can get grace back into the equation so that we can forgive and receive forgiveness. Now remember, we're discussing these four pillars individually, but make no mistake about it, it is necessary for all of these to be interdependently functioning in your marriage in order for your marriage to be successful. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between grace and covenant. You know? I would admit that by its very nature, covenant is grace. You know, as we look at it from a human perspective, the unconditional love of God makes no sense except as it is offered in grace. Only God can do that. Grace is truly then a relational word. Okay? Grace is truly then a relational word. One is called to share then in a gracious relationship with the God of all grace. In other words, you have not done anything to deserve this unmerited favor. But it is the grace of God that has forgiven you and has grafted you in to the abundance of His love. What a wonderful thing. Adam jacked us up. But grace said, oh no, we can't allow you to stay outside of love. And so it was grace that caused the Father to send His Son. It is the act of forgiving us, which is the greatest manifestation of love. When you have been wronged, but you choose to forgive, so that restoration, reconciliation can take place. Is there someone who has done you wrong? During this Thanksgiving season, what a wonderful opportunity to forgive and to be forgiven. We'll be back right after this.